Blue State Blues, Oh, the Books You Will Burn. By Joel B. Pollack on March 5, 2021. There once was a man in the land of the free who wanted to rule across land, over sea. His first name was Joe. His last name was Biden. Old Joe spent his time in a dark basement, hiding. He never came out except with a mask. He'd run right back down if questions were asked. Uncle Joe, as they called him, came up with a plan to win an election and govern the land. He had to beat Donald, the president, Trump, who'd otherwise kick Uncle Joe in the rump. He said, "I'll just tell them that mean Mr. Trump supports neo-Nazis. They'll think he's a chump." So Uncle Joe summoned the loyal fake news to cook up the lies his campaign would use, though people believed them. It wasn't enough. Uncle Joe realized he'd need stronger stuff. Just then, a pandemic made everyone sick. Here was Joe's chance for a new kind of trick. Joe told the people that voting was risky, though they were just fine buying ganja or whiskey. "I demand vote by mail," he declared from his den, "or else we shall die. And Trump's gonna win." An army of lawyers fought for the change that Biden commanded, and courts did arrange. Sure enough, in the voting, Trump did all right. He looked to be winning on election night. But in came the mail. And just as Trump feared, his lead in the vote had soon disappeared. Biden had done it. He'd come from behind. A scheme that poor Donald would never unwind. The moment that Trump began asking questions, they shut him right up. Joe taught him a lesson. Once in the White House, Uncle Joe signed some orders. He called some world leaders. He opened the borders. He canceled a pipeline that Trump had allowed. The workers were angry. Joe's donors were proud. He gave out vaccines and claimed all the credit. The journalists ignored a lie when he said it. But Joe's hopes for power ran into a bump. So many people still miss Donald Trump, the old president, had cause to feel bitter. They censored his Facebook. They kicked him off Twitter. But Trump was enjoying his Florida home inside Mar-a-Lago. He wasn't alone. His fans lined the streets to see him drive by. They cheered and waved flags for their favorite guy. Nothing could shake them. Despite insurrection and Omega Nation professed its affection. So Uncle Joe plotted to get back at Trump. The new cancel culture gave license to dump. He called his advisors and said, "I've no use for fun-loving authors like this Dr. Seuss. Cancel the stories that people enjoy. Shun those who say that a girl's not a boy. Everything's racist. That's what we'll say. Neanderthal Trumpsters will soon go away." So the book burning started on bonfires piled high. Joe followed his plan to make Trump say goodbye. But millions of people, whether white, brown, or black, had seen quite enough and began to push back. "Dr. Seuss is a legend. We love Hop on Pop. Uncle Joe's lost his mind. Cancel culture must stop." Uncle Joe had imagined he'd win, going woke. But Trump is still laughing. And Biden's the joke. Joel B. Pollack is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPollack.